It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and talk about the outdoors. Now, today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, which is home of the Brute Box Coolers. This website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free number is 855-BRUTE-55. You know, the crappie have started moving shallow, and my go-to crappie person, one of my key go-to crappie people, is guide Billy Kilpatrick down at Lake Levan. We're going to check in with Billy this week and try to get an update, see where the crappie are in relation to the spawn. Good morning to you, Billy. I think you're standing by, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. How you doing today, Luke?
Couldn't be better, man. You know, when the water temperature gets up in the upper 50s every spring, those old crappie start thinking, or they don't think, they actually start moving to the shallows. Where are they right now in relation to the spawn, Billy?
Well, the lake was 8 foot low, and of course the water is going to warm up a whole lot quicker in the shallow, so the fish have been moving into shallow water. We've been catching them for 2 weeks now after dark with minnows and bobbers, and about a foot and a half deep around any kind of rocks or riprap. Highway 3A has been good. Mallard Park by the railroad tracks has been real good. I started catching a few off the dam riprap up there, and started catching a few just in the last couple of days, actually off of a black and chartreuse jig with jigging poles down on Highway 380. So, catching some big females. The eggs are real tight yet, so they're probably still, 2 to 3 weeks away from coming in and growth. But we're catching, 10 to 15 every trip out right now.
Oh, that's some really good eating. I don't guess there's any better eating fillets than a good crappie, Billy. Gosh, you've been guiding at Levan you've been fishing there forever, but guiding for over a decade, haven't you?
Been guiding since about 1994 out here. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Caught a lot of different species of fish, but crappie, as you're aware of, my number one fish in the lake. So yeah, I try to keep up with them as much as possible.
Well, I don't know anybody that fishes. You can fish and go to different lakes. That's one thing. But you live and have lived right there on the shores of Lake Levan for many years, and you watch the seasons change and you watch the patterns of the crappie. You probably could just leave that place and come back a year later and go exactly and pretty find the fish pretty easily, Billy, because you've got their dates down pretty close, don't you?
Well, it wouldn't be a problem at all, Kind of like riding a bicycle, never forget what's how to do it. And, fish are seasonable fish, and they pattern, just like animals doing outdoors, So, yeah, it's fishing out here year-round is pretty predictable for crappie.
Well, right now, for weekend fishermen coming to Levan, the evenings dark is probably most productive. Is that right?
Yeah, we're fishing, actually not even getting on the water till after dark, and then fishing up to like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And like I said, around the railroad tracks up Mata Park is one of the key places to fish right now. The water in there, on the riprap's anywhere from 2 to 4 foot deep, and then the bottom is about 8 foot in there right now. I'm with the lake being 8 foot low. So, yeah, it's just a matter of anchoring off from the rocks a little bit, maybe 20 yards, and then casting 2 or 3 poles back up on the rocks about 1.5 feet deep. And those fish are, they're running in out of the main lake back up in Mallard Park itself. And, sometimes they'll come in through groves, and, sometimes you'll just catch one every 15 or 20 minutes. But as this month goes by, they will be coming in groves. There'll be large numbers of fish caught around Mallard Park out there at the railroad trestle especially.
Good tips, Billy. Folks, we are visiting with guide Billy Kilpatrick. Billy's guided out at Levan for a couple of decades, actually. And the patterns, Billy, that you're giving here on Lake Levan, they would be generally good on any lake, Fork, or any lake that's got a healthy population of crappie, wouldn't they? They do the same, basically the same thing, just in different waters, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I've actually been down to Tawakoni in the last month, down Lake Fork in the last month. The lake levels are low on both of those lakes, but as far as the way the fish are spawning, yeah, you can do the same thing on any of the area lakes here, you know, that's within our Dallas Metroplex.
So right now, the minnows, are you necessarily using any particular size minnow?
Actually, I like to use a small to medium minnow this time of year because, you know, there hasn't a whole lot of shads not in yet. You get a few more minnows when you buy them, about a half a pound or pound, of course, when you get smaller mediums. But it just seems like, you know, the big females that are coming in, they're not really coming in to eat. They're coming in looking for, you know, the right prime temperature of water to lay their eggs because, you know, they are coming in. Some of the ones we've caught in the last couple of weeks have been up to 2 3/4 and over 3 pounds. Really big females, and this is early yet, so if the lake doesn't come up, I look for this to be a really, really good year for crappie, you know, a prime year, especially down on Highway 380, because in that north end down there, the creeks are out of bank. There's no water. In other words, the lake being 8 foot low, there's no water in the creek, so the fish are going to go to 380, and that's going to be about as far north as they can go, so they're going to be...
Yeah.
It's going to be like a slaughterhouse down there before too long.
It's going to be. Well, I want to get with you this year. And now, using jigs, you say that's just started. But mostly what you're doing is fishing at night, like you said, under a floater. But now the jig fishing, when you're wading back in the shallow water using a jig pole, dropping the jigs vertically, sounds like that's just kind of on the early stage right now.
That's early stage yet, yeah. The reason why is because a lot of fish that are coming in the shallow water at nighttime, they're not just staying up there in that 2 to 3 foot water. They're looking for water, you know, 55 to 58 to 57 degrees. That's when they'll stay in there. But the nighttime temperatures, you know, daytime temperatures have been warm, but the nighttime temperatures have been cooling off. So it cools that water off in 1.5 to 2 foot. Back down, you know, 4, 5, 6 degrees. So they're just in there looking for warm water. They're running the banks. They're not finding really prime areas yet. And then they're moving right back out in 4 to 5 to 6 foot water holes, waiting for the shallow water to warm back up again to come in numbers.
Well, we are at the time of year, Billy, when 2 or 3 days of warming sunshine. We've got a little cool front in here right now, but and actually, I think the remainder of this weekend's supposed to be a little bit cooler even. I think highs in the 50s. So it's just it's a teeter-totter deal with weather, with temperature right now. But say next week we could have 2 or 3 days of 75-degree temperatures like we had earlier, well, late last week. I mean, that's what they're waiting on to get back in there in numbers, isn't it?
Exactly right. Well, we're catching our fish at now. We're catching them on a small bank that's no more than 80 yards long. And in the last 2 weeks, that's been the only place that we fish because they're coming there every night. So, you know, I do some jig pole fishing down on Highway 380 from the bank. They're waiting for the daytime temperature. The nighttime temperatures have to level off above 50 degrees at nighttime before they really start coming in any kind of numbers. And that'll have to be a constant temperature probably for about 4 to 5 to 7 days constantly for them to start coming in real, real big numbers.
I'm with you. And when do you expect, or what time in April do they usually get in the shallows and stay in there, you know, in big numbers?
Always, April 20th is always when it really is prime time to go fishing and catch some fish, and then it starts then, and you know, run for 45 days, you know, depending on the rain falling on the lake level, you know, 45 to 60 days. You can usually catch them in a, you know, 1.5 foot, 2 foot of water. So, you know, like I said, it's just a matter of days here before that happens. So I'd say anybody that, you know, wants to go fishing, a lot of places out here to fish from the bank, you don't necessarily have to have a boat. You know, I'd feel more free to let people know where to go catch them if they don't have a boat, but... Anyway, you know, if you want to go fishing, just let me know, give me a call.
You bet. Well, I've fished with you for years, Billy, and And folks, our guest is Billy Kilpatrick. We're going to leave his phone number here in a minute. You know, Billy, this week, this Thursday, in the Greenville Herald banner, and about 33 other newspapers in Texas, I've got a column on you. I thought the timing would be perfect on spring crappie fishing. I've running that picture of you. It's a really good picture. It actually was taken of you using a jig pole with about a 2-pound crappie pulling him out. So that's going to be in the Greenville Herald banner, folks, and this Thursday. So you might want to, pick up a copy of that. And regardless of where you're listening, you know, you might live close to a town that runs that column. But there's a lot of good information from Billy in that column. Billy, that if there's any more fun crappie fishing than getting up in the shallows, I don't know. You know, I like to catch them with you when it's deep. That's fun, too. But it's just something about dropping that jig down by that little old piece of buck brush or that little weed growing. And you know that's the type cover. And 50% of the time, there's going to be a fish around there, isn't it? You know?
That's right. There's nothing more exciting than to catch a crappie on a 12 or 14 foot jig pole with a jig fishing in real shallow water. It's, those graphite rods they have right now, they're so sensitive to fish bites. It's just a matter of putting the jig close to where the fish is. And when they hit it like lightning. So it's a lot of fun. It's challenging. You know, you don't always get them all in, but, you know, the spawn only lasts for a little while. So, you know, that's my favorite fishing. And, not necessarily a whole lot of numbers are caught. You know, a lot of big fish are caught during the spawning season. But this is a prime time to fish the jigging poles, because when you go deep, of course, I put the jigging poles up and go back to my 6.5-7 foot, ultra light rods for deep water sucker fishing.
Yeah, the spawn fishing, the shallows wade fishing, it's really like a hunt for the crappie. You're in the same environment that the crappie's in. You're in the water with him, and you know, with that jig pole, he may be 10 feet from you, or he may be 4 feet if you shorten up the pole and fish close. But there's something exciting about that thing when that bait hits there and he whacks it. The good thing to know is that's not happening with the jigs right now, but just in a matter of, it's really beginning, but in a matter of next 2 or 3 weeks, it's going to be really good. Billy, for folks that want to contact you and learn more about catching crappie, what's the best phone number to reach you?
Sure, 214-232-7847.
Let's have it again in case someone missed. And I want to remind you, Billy, and all of our listeners, too, here at KETR.org. KETR.org. If you miss a phone number or you miss some information, you can always go there and click on local programs and then outdoors, and you can hear the show again. Let's have our number again, Billy, then I'll let you go to fishing. How about it?
Sure, 214-232-7847.
Well, we appreciate you being with us a lot, Billy, and then I want to get you back here in 2 or 3 weeks when those crappie do move in shallow in mass, when all of them get up in there, and let you keep everybody tuned in, okay?
Sure, that's fine. Thanks, Luke, and good fishing and good hunting.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, that was guide Billy Kilpatrick. I fished with Billy for years out there. I've learned a lot about crappie fishing, and I had the honor of being there when Billy made the decision to become a fishing guide over 20 years ago. He's done a good job at it, too. You know, I want to say thanks to the people that make this show possible, the Dallas Safari Club. Their website is biggame.org, www.biggame.org. And the show is also made possible by Brute Outdoors. This is home of the Brute Box Coolers. That website is bruteoutdoors.com. The toll-free phone number is 855-BRUTE-55. Make sure and have a safe week in the outdoors. And do remember, KETR.org. You can always go there. If you missed something in this show, or maybe you might want to pick up something that was mentioned in a show 3 months ago, they're all archived right there. Be safe in the outdoors and join me next week. We'll have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.